Is your father is a dual national. I want to know if you're in touch with the American side, asking them to help you with pushing Iran to release your father.
Our campaign to help Karin Afrin, it's independent. You know, they've never been political people, and you know, we don't want them to be pawns of it, like geopolitical. So we haven't been talking to U.S. government, and we think that you know, under Iran's laws and constitutions, their treatment is unfair, and we think that you know, Islamic Republic should be able to handle this internally. And we think just by telling the case, you know, independently, that we can shed light on it, and more people inside the Islamic Republic will see that you know basic rules and rights that a citizen of Iran would expect are not being upheld in this case. You know, for example, like they're not allowed to hire their own lawyer. The lawyer that they chose, they were told they had to dismiss. So, you know, an Iranian citizen should be allowed to hire whichever team of lawyer they want to defend themselves, and that has made Karin and Afrin's case difficult to defend. But they were tried to put bail. Judge Salavati said, "This is the number for bail. This is the price." And when Karin Afrin and the lawyer showed up to put the bail down, he said, "No, if I wanted you released, I wouldn't set bail so high." So these are the rights. Like, after 1 year of detainment, Karin Afrin have a right to go on bail or furlough, and they've been denied this right also.